Well, if it isn't a very special episode that we have today, it is the first episode of Just the Little Leaks podcast. So, it was just NXT, No Mercy. I'm going to talk about what I thought about it. Okay, first match we had, Chase U versus Axiom, Nathan Frazer. Nathan Frazer and Axiom get their NXT tag team titles back. Very, very big sad for me. I was very much expecting Chase U to win. Did not expect them to lose their championship so soon. Saying they got it, like, what, 3 weeks ago? But, after the match, Ridge Holland betrays Chase U and sends Mr. Chase out of Denver in a stretcher and straight to an ambulance. Even had a neck brace on that thing. Like, jeez. You good, Mr. Chase? I didn't like that outcome very much. Like, I understand they lost the titles, so at Ridge can betray them, but, like, couldn't let them hold it for a bit longer? Was that really the order? And then we had, a good match. Zachary Wentz versus Wes Lee. Zach got the win. Thank God. Later in the match, Wes goes for a metal chair, which he would have gotten disqualified from, so don't know where his mind was there. But Trey Miguel, the other Rascals member, takes it out of his hand and absolutely, why did I say absolutely? He just takes it from him. But that gives Zach an opening to attack Wes. And then Wes got the win. Yeah, I actually really liked that match. I thought Zach was gonna win, and he did. And Zach is now the TNA champion, one of them. Next match, Kalani Jordan versus Wendy Chu. I was expecting Kalani to win, and I was right. Kalani won. It was pretty crazy, especially since Wendy Chu almost made her go to sleep. But speaking of go to sleep, after the match ends, Tatum Paxley comes out behind Wendy and makes her go to sleep. So that's going to be a new rivalry, I guess. And Tatum Paxley gives Wendy her very own doll. How nice. Next match, another lose. Obafemi versus Tony D'Angelo. Sadly, Tony D has lost, and Obafemi retains his NXT North American Championship. Something I was confused about is, there was a crowbar in, I think it was Lucas's jacket, when Oba ripped it off, but that never really came into play, so I don't really know about that. And next, we have, oh, wait, before I go on, Oba hit Tony with 3 power slams before Tony was down, and Oba got the 1-2-3. Rest in peace, Tony. Second to last match, Roxanne Perez versus Jada Parker. I was expecting Jada to win. I really was. Actually, nah. I knew Roxanne was gonna win. I'm like, they're not gonna take it away from her. Because Roxanne has no rivals. Like Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley, they had beef, and that made Liv want Rhea's title so bad. And to take everything away from Rhea. But no one really has beef with Roxanne. They just want her title. But when the match ends, we get a new foe. A new foe has entered the battle. We get Julia, spelt with a G for some reason. She made her debut in NXT and comes face to... And went face to face with Roxanne Perez. And I'm assuming it's either going to be when they when NXT goes on a CW on October 1st in Chicago, or at Halloween Havoc when they face off for the championship. But it looks like Julia, she wants to make some beef with Roxanne. So maybe, maybe that's how Roxanne loses her title. But I don't know, because they're not a wrestler from NXT. They just came to NXT today. Then we have Ethan Page versus Joe Hendry. This match... Oh, also, Trick Williams as the ref. I was expecting far, far more from this match. I was expecting Pete to come out and start attacking Trick. I was expecting Trick to absolutely team with Joe and get Ethan so mad. But in the end, Ethan won after a whole fight, a whole journey. Ethan pushed Joe into Trick, and then 5 seconds later, a new ref came out after Ethan hit Joe for chokeslam. But that couldn't get Joe out. But then Ethan grabbed the title. He grabbed the championship belt. And he tried to use it against Joe. But Joe cradled him, went for the pin, could not get it. But then Ethan hit the fastest DDT onto Joe, straight onto the championship belt. Ref was going 1, 2. Before he could hit it to 3, Trick comes out, slides right under the ref's hand, and was like, no, I'm the ref here. I'm the official. I count to 3. But someone hit the ref. I forgot who it was. And ref fell out the ring. Trick was like, you okay? But while Trick was distracted, Ethan hit Joe with a low blow. Not very nice. Well, that rhymed. Joe with a Ethan hit Joe for low blow. And then I forgot which move it was. It was probably Ego's Edge. Which I'll eat. Can Damian just come out and fight Ethan and just Damian hit Ethan with a Razor's Edge, because Ethan kind of copied him, and then take his title away from him? That'd be nice. But once the match ended, I was so mad. Trick was even going slow when he was counting. He was like, 1, 2, 3, ding, ding, ding. So, I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting way more from the match. Once the match ended, Ethan, he was looking at Trick. He was all like, oh, you counted to 3 and I won. I'm still the champion. I'm still better. I'm the bestest in the whole world. Shut up! Yeah, but then, of course, Pete Dunne came out and attacked Trick Williams. Yes, it is very sad. And Trick has to fight Pete in 48 hours from when I'm recording this. But it's more like 46, because it's 10 o'clock. So, that's pretty much it. But I am predicting Joe Hendry and Trick Williams, believe that Trick, versus Ethan Page and Pete Dunne. But I'm also expecting Pete Dunne to get the next championship match with Ethan. I feel like he's going to fight for it. Oh, I hate Pete. They're booking him so much. They're booking him on Raw. They're booking him on Speed. They're booking him on NXT. You see this man 3 days a week, 3 days in a row. It's so annoying. I swear, he's about to come on SmackDown. He's about to go on TNA. He's about to go to AEW. He's going to go everywhere. And he's just going to say, I figured it out. None of you guys have figured it out. I don't know what Pete sounds like. I don't care enough. My uncle said he doesn't like Trick, and he likes Pete. Which is objectively just the wrong opinion, when you think about it. Saying that this is the first podcast episode that I've made, and also, I'm alone here. If I had someone to talk to, this would be, like, twice as long. But, yeah, this is my opinions, and me going over NXT No Mercy. Maybe I'll talk about this later, if I ever get a friend to do this with me, and I'll go more in depth, and I'll get opinions from the other person on the podcast. But for right now, I do not know, and I'm lonely. But that's all. I'll see you on the next podcast. And hey, it's just a little leaks.